Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on today, T? How you feel?
I feel good, Bob. I have that song stuck in my head. So if you catch me over here just like bouncing and...
What song is that?
The one, you know, the video we just watched.
Okay.
I'm gonna find you.
Okay.
And make you want me.
I got you. Ready or not. All right.
Here I come, baby. Here I come.
What's on your mind today, T?
So, hey, you know, today we are doing part two of The Roommate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Roommate, what's up?
So, when we last left off, the roommate had left, right?
Right.
He had stepped out for a minute and he had left the door open.
Yep.
So, you said that you wouldn't go into his room.
No, I think he baited me in. I don't trust this dude. I mean, I don't know what's inside this room.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, you're like, all right, let me clean up a little bit here. So, you decide, you know, you clean up, you take the garbage out. So, on your way down to take the garbage out, you see one of your neighbors.
Okay.
And your neighbor goes, he stops you. He's like, hey, he was like, what was some party you had last night? He was like, the music was so loud. He was like, you know, I was about to call the police, but, you know, after banging on the door a couple of times, I'm glad you decided to turn it down.
Okay.
And you go, I wasn't here last night.
Right.
You know, he was like, that must have been my roommate. And he goes, your roommate? He was like, I thought such and such moved out, that he got married. And you're like, well, you know, I got a new roommate.
Yeah, well, he did move out and I got another roommate.
And he's like, oh, okay, when did that happen? You know, I've never seen anybody. All I see is you, you know, coming and going.
Okay.
So, at this point, are you thinking, like, did he have a wild party? Like, what are you thinking? Because he's like, the music was crazy loud.
Okay, well, are you sure? Well, for one, is he sure that it was coming from my spot, from my apartment?
Yeah, because he said, you know, he banged on the door a couple of times. You know, you could hear the music when you walk up to the door.
So he banged on the door a couple times and then the music stopped and went
after
down.
A couple of times. And you know, he went the first time, you know, it didn't stop. He went back again banging on the door and then finally stopped.
Okay.
He's like, you know, he knows you like to have wild parties, but this was a little bit loud even for you.
I got you. Yeah, it wasn't me. It had to be my roommate. Like I said, I wasn't here last night. I wasn't here.
Well, you know, tell him to keep it down a little bit, and I would love to meet him, because I thought it was just you here. I haven't seen anybody, you know, come or go but you.
Okay.
So, your roommate gets back, and he has groceries, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, prepare some dinner here. You know, are you hungry?
I eat no more dude food. You know?
Why?
Like I said, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I don't trust what he has going on. So why in the world would I trust what he's putting on my plate?
Okay.
It doesn't happen.
So he says, hey, you know, since you're not hungry, you know, I have a glass, you know, bought some wine here. You know, let's just sit down, let's talk for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You sit down, talk. Go ahead. You know, I'm pull up this water or whatever. I got my own little bottle.
You know? So wait a minute. You're not drinking the wine either.
Listen, anything that he's giving, I'm not taking. Period. Like I say, because things have been too crazy with him, you know what I'm saying, between parties, between something that looks like blood on the floor, to all kind of crazy stuff, no. You know?
So, while you guys are sitting down talking, are you going to bring up the party? Are you going to bring up the loud music?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you say?
Well, you know, I saw a neighbor when I went to go take the garbage out, and they mentioned that there was some loud music coming from the apartment yesterday, last night when I was gone. They banged on the door a few times and the music stopped. So what was that about last night?
Oh, well, you know, I told you that I had some company come by and, you know, we were just having a good time.
Okay. All right. Well, they want you to try to keep the music down. Because they were going to call the police.
Oh, I can guarantee you it won't happen again. You know, I'm satisfied with the way things turned out last night.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to let you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit since, you know, we're sitting here and, you know, I feel kind of awkward just eating by myself and you not partaking in the glass of wine. You know, why don't you, you know, take a little bit?
You'll be all right. Go on.
So, you know, I need to leave out of town for a couple of days on business.
And?
So I just want to make sure everything is cool between us because it seems like, you know, things are a little off.
Well, no, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. Go on, you know, step out, do what you do, get out of town, take care of business.
You know, I mean, the locks aren't going to be changed or anything when I come back because, you know, I am on the lease.
On as long as you continue to pay your portion of the rent and you don't go against the lease that you signed, mm-hmm. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, speaking of rent, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and pay up for 3 months.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay, no problem. So, later on that night, you know, you always notice he leaves out at night.
No. So, what is his work schedule?
He's an overnighter.
So, he works overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, he always leaves out at night. That's nothing odd.
Okay. So, he leaves out at night to go on his work trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, once again, the bedroom door, is cracked.
Okay.
At any point, are you going to be curious of, like, what is in this room?
You know what? Like I told you before, I'm curious of what's in the room. But also, I feel like if in the beginning, he always was real particular. He seems to be very particular about the things he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's not leaving that door cracked or unlocked by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that on purpose.
Okay.
In my mind. So why even give him the satisfaction of going in that room and I don't know what I'm walking into.
Okay.
You know?
So it's been a couple of nights, you know, he's gone, you know, you haven't heard from him. But you notice, like, in his room, it's like a stench coming from his room. Could be like, you know, spoiled meat or just like maybe he left a sandwich or something out.
Okay.
Where it's like, it's drawing you to this room. Like, do I go in? Do I go get it? Do I just leave it? Do I close the door? What do you do?
Well, I let him know.
But you haven't had any contact with him. Remember, he's on a business trip.
Oh, so he's gone for like a few days.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, well, yeah. In that case, I have to go in or I get somebody else to go in.
Wait a minute. Why you gotta get somebody else to go in?
Well, you know, like I said, I want to go in, but I also, in the beginning of our lease, I don't want to do anything to break our lease because, you know, that was our thing. You know, you keep your privacy, I keep my privacy. So, you know what? What I may do is I may call maintenance. I may call maintenance.
All right. Get the maintenance man.
Go on in. You know what I'm saying? Get the maintenance man, go on in. And see what that foul smell could be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, maintenance comes, and, you know, maintenance is like, look, you know, this is not part of my job. If it's not broke, why are you calling me to remove something from a room?
Something is broke.
What's broke, dude?
The smell. Smell ain't right. The smell is broken.
Okay. This smell like you left some bad food, and you need to handle that.
No, go ahead. Check it out.
So you're going to slide the maintenance man a couple of dollars to go in there and get the food.
There you go.
All right. Maintenance man opens up the door. The smell gets worse.
Okay.
And he's like, something is not right in here.
Of course. That's what I called
him. And
I'm behind the maintenance man and I'm recording.
This smell is just not right. I don't see a sound. At this point, I think you need to call the police. I don't want to have any part of this.
So did he look around? Did he
didn't touch anything. he looked, he was like, he didn't see a sandwich, and that's as far as he was going. He was like, he's not doing anything else. But you know, it's also in the room, because you've never been in the room. The room is like dark.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, did you turn on the light? Did you not? Yeah, you turned on the light because you guys had to see. You turned on the light. Okay. Magnus didn't turn on the light. You turned on the light. Remember that.
All right.
Okay. So, like I said, the room is completely dark, and it's just like an eerie, just like feeling in the room.
Okay. I turned on the light with my glove.
Dude, you know you ain't had no doggone glove on.
Hey, check this out. Bob ain't touching jack.
It's a light, Bob. It's a light switch.
Bob ain't touching jack.
Since when you wear gloves? You don't wear gloves during the doggone pandemic.
Check this out. I go into this room, like I say, because remind you, I have thought that everything was a trap to begin with this guy. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm begging for something that has going on for me to be able to break this lease, because I don't want this dude around me anymore.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm going in this room, flicking the switch with something on my hand. My fingerprint is not going to be on that switch. Mm-hmm. It's not. Okay. And then two, like I said before, in the other episode, you saw that my cameras were unplugged.
Yeah.
I have put up new wireless cameras. So there is nothing to be unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to catch that footage. Something crazy is going on, and I just want to see what's happening.
Now, yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the cameras, because now you put the cameras up while he was gone. Because remember, when he was there, cameras were disabled. So
yep.
There was like no footage of mm-hmm. anything. So I guess you figure, you know what I'm saying? He's gone for a couple of days, and we put these wireless cameras up.
I got you.
Okay. So, you know, maintenance is like, you know, at this point, we need to call the police. He was like, that's not done. That smell just ain't right. You know, I don't want any parts to do with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep my nose clean. So he calls the police.
Yep.
Police gets there, and they're like, you know, the smell in here is not the smell of food. It smells like a smell of a body.
Okay.
And we need to know what happened in this room.
This is my roommate's room. He's out of town on business. I don't know. The reason I call maintenance is because of the crazy smell. And then he decided he didn't want to. He came in, thought it was something that was above him, that the police should be involved. So that's why you're here. So that's where we are.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have, you know, one of my partners go out here, and, you know, they're talking to other people, but we're going to need to take possession of this room.
Take possession of the room? Why are you going to take possession of the room when it's in the apartment?
Well, I don't know, Bob. This is what they're doing.
Okay. They take possession of the room.
Don't come back in the room, okay?
So you're going to take it with them? Okay.
Whatever. It's late. So anyways, you know, they're in the room. They're looking. They notice that one of the floorboards are loose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're calling everybody in, you know, come here. So they're pulling up this floorboard, and they notice that it's full of just like, it's been cleaned, but it's wet. And they're like, okay, we need to get the light. Bring the light. Floorboard was covered with blood, but it was actually cleaned up.
Gotcha. So now you need to get, call whoever you need to call, do some testing on to see why there's blood.
Mm-hmm.
Different things like that. Yeah, do your job, man.
Okay. So as they lift it up, they see a woman's bra.
Okay.
Okay. And they're like, So where's your roommate?
I told you he's out of town. He said that he was out of town on a business trip.
Okay. And what's his name?
I tell them what his name was.
Okay.
Or is.
They pull it up. There's no trace of this man. Now, what do you know about him?
I know that he passed the background check. I know that I have a picture of him right here. You know, he said he went to this school. That even though I looked and there was no trace of him at this school.
Mm-hmm.
But I know very little about this guy.
Hmm. But this is your roommate, right?
Yeah, for about a month.
Okay. Well, it's quite interesting. We just talked to one of your neighbors, and they mentioned you had a roommate, but none of your neighbors have seen this roommate.
Okay.
So what's really going on? The name that you gave us, this person doesn't even exist. We're looking into the information where you said he went to school at. Nobody by this name went to that school.
What really goes on? I mean, I just told you. Here's a picture of the guy. Here's a picture of his ID. This is the information that I have.
Okay. Did you notice something strange about this ID?
Ain't no expert. I mean, it's just an ID.
Okay. You know, this is a fake ID.
All right.
That's all you can say is all right?
Like I said, I'm not an aficionado. I did not go to how to spot a fake ID class. Come on, who am I?
Okay. I think you need to calm down. Do you have a passport?
I need to calm down.
Do you have a passport, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to need you to hand that over.
Why?
Because we need you to stay in the state. Right now, this is a crime scene.
All right. And the thing is, you're not getting my passport.
Oh, you want to be a little smarty pants, huh?
Dude, I know the law. There's no reason for you to take my passport.
Dude, we're not too much worried about it. Why don't you get an attorney? But you probably can't afford one because you got a roommate here. And we already know that you've been going through some money issues. You know, we did some research on you.
Well, I don't necessarily have any money issues.
So who's the woman that was here the other night?
I don't know because I wasn't here the other night.
Okay. Somebody was playing music.
Apparently, that's what my neighbor told me.
Okay. All right. We're going to need you to sit still. We're going to need that passport. So you hand over the passport.
No. Like I said, they're not getting my passport.
You hand over the passport, Bob. So anyways, you know, a day goes by. So
you're trying to pin this on Bob. You're trying to pin this. This is what it sounds like. You're trying to pin this on Bob.
Day goes by. The detectives come back.
The what comes back?
Detectives, Bob.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, we ran some tests on the bra. And your DNA is on that bra.
Mine.
Yours.
Okay.
So once again, who was the woman who was here the other night?
I'm not saying anything else. I'm going to show it to my lawyer.
Fair enough. So your attorney,
this crap on me.
Attorney, however you got your little attorney, comes in and he's like, what is going on? They say that you have a roommate. Nobody's seen this guy.
Okay.
The ID is fake. It's like he doesn't even exist. Where is he?
I have no idea where he is. Here's a picture of the guy. This is all the information that I have.
This is a stock photo.
Check this out. Again, this is all the information I have. Maybe I've been duped. You know, but like I said, I wasn't here the other night. I have proof of me not being here the other night.
Nobody because I have a witness. Nobody. Who's your witness?
The people that I, the things that I did.
Okay. Nobody saw you the other night.
So what you're saying is, I don't have proof that I was not here.
Have no proof that you were not here. There's proof that you were here because of the music that was blasting, your neighbor banging on the door, and now we have this evidence of this bra that has your DNA on it. You got a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I just explained it. Okay.
I need you to be truthful with me so I can help you get out this situation.
Dude, my lawyer is not at saying all this.
Dude, yeah, your attorney
you
is.
Truthful. I need you to be truthful. I mean, I've already told you.
Bob, it's piling truthful. Up against you now.
I'm being truthful.
Okay, so how did your DNA get on the bra?
I have no idea. I've never seen that bra before.
I'm going to work with you the best way I can.
Yeah, this is my lawyer talking to me. This is my attorney talking
this
to me.
This is your attorney talking. But I got to be truthful.
Okay.
It's not looking too good for you.
Okay.
What's his phone number?
So I give him the number that I have.
Dude, this is a text now number. This number is not even a real number.
Okay. Well, that's all I have.
yeah, how much money you got to put on this? Because this about to cost you a lot to try to get you out of this mess.
Okay. So all this is being pinned on me, apparently.
Not looking good, Bob. Not looking good.
I got you. Okay.
So, you know, of course, they take you in. They take you in for some questioning. It looked like you may be spending a couple of nights in jail.
Because of what?
Dude, there is blood on this floor. There's a bra. There was loud music. Your DNA is on this bra. You claim you don't know who the bra belongs to.
Right.
This is a crime scene with nobody.
Yeah. And with there being nobody or murder weapon, I mean, there's no way in the world I should be spending my nights in jail. No way in the world. Because if that is the case, I'm going to have to get a new lawyer.
You may need to look for a new lawyer. But remember now, Bob. You're a young guy. You got the roommate because you didn't have any money. You were the irresponsible one.
I'm not that irresponsible. Mm-hmm. I got an attorney.
In your mind, you're thinking like, dang, did I really have a roommate or did I black out somewhere?
No, that never crossed my mind because I have a picture.
It's a stock photo, Bob.
I don't care whether it being a stock or I have a picture. I have a phone number that apparently
it's a text phone number.
Check this out.
There's no evidence that it's due. There is, I mean, this wine, all this. So there's nothing there.
You ain't about to pin this on Bob. Bob ain't doing nothing wrong.
Nothing at all.
Okay.
So, your old roommate comes back. You know, he hears everything that's going on with you.
Okay.
And he's like, Bob, what happened? Tell me everything that you know.
And so, I mean, he's a friend or whatever like that that got married. So I let him know about what happened.
Okay. And he's like, you know, I believe you. But we got to figure this out. You got to tell me exactly.
What you mean figuring it out? I told you.
Bob.
Told you the truth.
Okay.
And see, you giving me that okay. Like you don't believe what I'm saying.
Buddy, things are not looking good for you right now.
Duh, that's what my lawyer said too.
But we're gonna figure this out.
I got you.
In part three.
All right, we're gonna figure it out.
All right, yeah, part three will be the last part. So take us home, baby.
All right. Well, since now all of a sudden, since they're putting it on me. That's not even cool.
Don't look good, Bob. Don't
and
look
I didn't good. Black out or any. This is an actual person.
Okay.
You know, in no stock photo.
It was.
Anyway, check it out. Tell us what you would do in this situation, listeners.
Yeah, there are so many different ways that this story can go.
We really want to know. They trying to pin your boy Bob on some kind of murder thing, but that ain't happening. All right. So reach out to us at realtalkwithbobandt@gmail.com. Let us know what you would do in this situation. We're on just about every social media platform. And we're also on Instagram at real_talkbt. So reach out to us. Check it out.
And you can catch us every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend. All you have to do is Google 216 The Blend. It will take you straight there. Not only can you listen to us, you can listen to other great podcasters as well and great music. Make sure you come back next week for the conclusion of this mystery roommate.
Yeah. And as always, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.